Yeah, and locally I've heard him use that, a cartridge.
When you were growing up, you probably played on this thing, longboard.
Seesaw.
Right. Mm-hmm. What would you say you were doing?
Seesawing.
Mm-hmm. Or a thing like that, a longboard, except anchored in the middle, so it went round and round.
Merry-go-round, uh-huh.
Heard it called anything besides that?
Uh-uh.
Flying genie?
Genie, yeah, now that you mention it.
Is that the same thing?
More or less, I've heard them call them just genies. They didn't call them flying genies. But I think they used also something similar to a Ferris wheel as a flying genie, but I've heard them called genies,
Yeah. Something like that, maybe, a long, limber board. Anchored at both ends so the kid can jump up and down on the wind line or anything like that.
We used to do it, but I don't remember what it was called.
The joggling board? Never heard of that?
Not that.
I never get any response from that question. I just don't think it's used in this area. Or say it's a very common thing, suspended from the limb of a tree with ropes.
Swaying,
Did people around here ever use coal for heat?
Yeah.
Say, if I guess you maybe a coal burning stove or something.
Yeah,
that.
It's the same as the. We used coal up till I was about 4 or 5 years old. I can remember it, and then we used kerosene for cooking. But we still use the coal and wood heaters. We use coal also in the wood heaters for heating.
People ever call kerosene by any other name?
Yeah.
Coal?
Oh yeah, sure is coal oil,
Okay.
I should have known. I went and asked for some coal oil not too long ago, and you can't buy it down here anymore.
Oh really?
Why? So funny, they asked me what it was, and I said kerosene, and they still don't have it down here.
Huh. Well, talking about using coal for heat, was there any kind of container next to the stove where you keep your coal inside?
Yeah. Well, no. We called it a coal bucket, and then there was also it was similar to wasn't a scuttle. I don't know. I can't remember what that was called.
What is a scuttle like?
A scuttle is what you took the ashes out of. Mm-hmm. Is what we used it. It may be something that lights me new. The ashes, you asked me about the ashes when they're taken out. We used a coal scuttle, sort of like a handle, a little pan with a handle on it.
Yeah,
it's
kind of a scooped out deal or tapered, something like that. On a stove like that, the pipe that runs from the back of it, you just call that the
back of a stove?
Yeah.
The chimney?
Isn't that the pipe that runs from the stove to where it attaches to the chimney?
Yeah.
What about stove pipe?
Well, I've heard stove pipe, but mostly part of the chimney. We just always call it all the chimney.
I see. Was there any different name for maybe the inside part of the chimney that ran up, into the roof and then on the outside? What would a flue be? Or did you use that word?
The only thing that we ever called a flue, I know what you're talking about, but we call the flue our heaters were backed up to this chimney, which was showed in the room. It wasn't in the wall. Part of it would be. And the thing that would be the decorative part, which would be you could open it undoubtedly for cleaning purposes. And we called that particular thing the flue.
I see.
To us.
Yeah.
All right. But I don't know what the flue would be to, I'm sure it would, that led to probably the